Voice Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. There's no debate. Our poll results indicate that your call's a winner at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that party line number is, remember party lines? 888-723-463.
Oh, I hated them.
Why? I could learn so much about your neighbors.
But I would never do that, but neighbors did it to me.
Of course they did.
I would never listen in on somebody's conversation.
Oh, I knew they were listening, and I gave them something to talk about.
I think that was the only interesting thing in the neighborhood, probably. Really. Young people have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah. In the olden days, when the telephone system was different. At least I remember the last party. I had one in Vermont at that house. When we bought the house in 79, the only phone line that went out there was a party line. So for about 3 or 4 years, that was what we had. And I knew my neighbors were listening. And I could tell. And the minute they were on the air, I'd say something like, well, you know, I think we buried the body deep enough this time. No one's going to find it.
I hated it.
So, can you send me some of that lingerie?
You know,
I'm going to wear it around the house.
People have no concept of the fact that there are some people who would just love to know what you're talking about.
Really?
I don't know. I don't like it. Edie. I love Edie, though. Something we do love. Edie from Santa Monica, California. Known on eBay as Dressed to Suit. Edie, what's your question or comment today?
Well, first a comment, and I wish I had enough guts like Griff did. Because we certainly had party lines when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple of questions about search results.
Okay.
And I noticed that, and sales. And I noticed that I sell mostly clothing, that if I list 10 or more items in a day, my sales the next day are usually pretty good.
Yeah.
But recently, I've been listing non-clothing items. And even if I list, like, some clothing items, I list 15 or 20 things a day, my sales just aren't there. And I'm wondering, is that a category-related kind of thing in search results?
No. Everything depends on what people want or need or looking for or purchasing within a given moment.
Uh-huh.
So I've been selling used apparel now pretty much full-time for the last 4 years. And it's up and down. There's one week where I'll sell a lot of stuff. There's one week where I'll sell a few things. I'm always surprised I sell anything because it's used clothing. Come on. I mean, you know, not a huge demand yet. But yeah, the items are available. It's just people looking for them. And used apparel is a highly competitive, in as much as now there's so much inventory on the site. So there's a lot to choose from. So it can be slow going. When it comes to listing the apparel, though,
even in the last 2 years, that the prices are going down on things.
Oh yeah, because
but
harder.
Here's my second question.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about something you said first on that first question, which is interesting, and that's when you say when you list more new apparel items, you sell some more apparel, and that's usually this is my assumption or summation from the studying this and also how I act on eBay as a buyer. Is that when I see new stuff that comes in on my search lists that I have my favorite searches, I'll say, ooh, I like that. And I may say, oh, you know, maybe it's not. Well, what else does this seller have? So we know that there's that activity, that a new item will spark a buyer's interest and sometimes lead them to check out your other items and buy those. It also is true that they can find that item if they're looking, somebody else lists something. And they say, oh, I like this, but it's not my size. I wonder if it gets them thinking, and they'll search for the similar identical items in their size, and they'll find your items. So there's many different ways that a new listing can spark a sale, either directly for you and sometimes for other sellers.
Okay.
It's
so
all
that's
good.
Just new listing, not new clothing.
Oh, I'm not talking about whether it's new or used. Yeah. There is someone who's searching... for used apparel is willing to buy used or new. Someone who's only searching for new is less open to buying pre-owned apparel. That's what we know.
All right. So here's my second question.
Sure.
I do inventory twice a year. But for some reason, in November, I had like 8 things that showed up that weren't found. I couldn't find them. So I lost my top-rated seller position status. Does that affect search results, too, and my position in the search results, whether I'm just... whether I'm top-rated or not. What happened?
Griff? Uh-oh.
What happened?
I don't know, Edie. I think we lost Griff. John is checking the line. I'm sure we'll get him back in just a moment. In the meantime, how's it going, Edie?
Well, it's going pretty good, actually. I opened up a clearance tab, and I put everything that was older than a year in there. And put it on sale and lowered the prices. And I set up a plan on what I wanted to sell each month that I wanted to clear out. And that seems to be working for me. I've never been that structured in a plan before. And so that's good. You know, I called last week and said I'm trying to reduce my inventory because it's just too much to handle. And that's one of the things I'm doing to do that.
So, Griff, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry, we had a connection issue.
So what were you saying when Griff left, Edie?
I wondered if losing my top-rated seller affects my position in search results.
It can.
Okay.
And that other sellers' merchandise and best match may actually be ranking higher than yours. It's not a deal killer. I lost my top-rated seller status in November because of my shoddy inventory keeping, but I didn't lose sales, so I didn't see a correlation there. But it can, it's top rated seller status is a factor, one factor of a few in best match, so it can lower your search ranking, yeah. But in some cases, not so much that it would even make a difference, because you know, a lot of people use best match, but a lot of people then, when they find what they're looking for, they'll sort by price, and that's what's a big. And other people, it's just I'm looking for this particular item, and if no one else has it, it doesn't matter if you're best top rated or seller item for in that case, because they're going to find the item, and that's the one they want. So,
yeah,
where it can be go ahead.
I think he disappeared again.
No, he's there.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things that's going on here, Edie, is you have your radio on, honey. You need to turn that down in the back.
I don't. Not to my knowledge.
Because I can hear myself. So that's okay.
I thought I heard it too, Ms. Echo somewhere. I guess.
Okay. Let me see. It's not quite to the bottom.
Okay.
Does that make a difference?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So having duplicate listings is so much better now, the way eBay is handling that. When I first started, it was just horrible. And all of the things you put in place to keep duplicate listings and also to keep certain people from flooding the search results has really been good. But I still, even though I do inventories twice a year, I still somehow get things in there that have been sold, and they're not in my inventory anymore.
Yeah,
so it's really...
It can be... How many items do you have listed any given time, average?
Well, about 1,500.
That's a lot. That's more than me. I have about 250 at any given time, but 1,500 is a lot of items to have to keep track of.
Yeah, it is. That's why I do inventory twice and on some things... more than twice a year.
Yeah.
So I don't know how those things pop in. And I suspect that when I use TurboLister and I do a sync with eBay, that somehow something goes wrong, that there's like keys or broken records or something that get put back in somehow. Mm-hmm. But, what can I do about that?
I don't know. I mean...
I never heard of that.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, though, if you know computers. Right.
I don't know of any problems specific to turbo lister, but you know, it's managing 1,500 items is always going to be a challenge. But doing an inventory on a regular basis should help adjust that.
Yeah. No, it's just much, much, much better than it used to be.
Well, that's good to know.
Partially because of what I'm doing and partially because of what eBay is doing.
We're in it together.
Yep. So, you know, I don't want to gripe on that, but I did lose my status this month, and that cost me.
Oh.
So, but at any rate.
You'll get it back, Edie.
Altogether, it's good.
You'll get it back. Thank you so much, dear.
Uh-huh.
Have yourself a good weekend.
Bye, Edie.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Griff, I have an item number for you.
Okay.
It is 2916.
Wait.
Okay.
2916.
1869.
1869.
3445.
3445.
Again, okay. That's 2916. 1869. 3445.
What?
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it.
You don't get why you went there?
No, why is it so high price?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. I don't know.
I
thought you might know.
No, I don't. This segment was brought to you by Rhody. We'll be back with our last segment of today's show in a moment.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 356.
Why should you reevaluate the past year? Gladys Ramos is known on eBay as top-rated seller token collection. She explains why you should reevaluate.
If you're running into a lot of returns, you need to ask yourself, why are you getting so many returns on this item? Is it a quality issue with the item? Is it your pictures? Is it your item specific? Are you being found on Google Shopping? Is it your description? Is it your return policy? Do you not have enough listed? Everybody wants to blame eBay, but it's never eBay's fault. eBay is not listing your items. You're listing your items. Instead of doing what you keep doing and you keep doing, that's getting you nowhere. Change something.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods.
Again, the item number is 2916-1869-3445. What do you think?
It was some sort of crazy bidding war, and it's a joke.
You think so?
No, I know this is absolutely not correct.
Because it's a bottle of of Coco Chanel perfume.
Mademoiselle, Coco Mademoiselle.
That's
brand new.
Winning you can bid buy it was $6,800.
Right. You can buy this cologne or this particular eau de parfum at any place right now for $150 to $175 bucks.
One of my favorite expressions of hers, quotes of hers, a woman who doesn't wear perfume has no future.
That explains everything.
That was one of her quotes. If you don't wear perfume, you have no future.
I believe it. You don't have a reason for living.
Exactly. Well, two of our favorite people are on the line right now, E-Betsy and Hubcap Joe. Let's bring Hubcap Joe on real quick because I know what he's going to say. Congratulations, Joseph.
What, has he gone over 10,000?
What happened?
Well, I just made another sale, and it was one of your listeners, Helen.
Look at you with your shooting star. You're so hip.
I think it looks great.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations, Joe.
And thank you, guys, and thank you so much, and thank you, Helen, for pushing me over the edge there and capping me off.
Helen, you pushed a man over the edge. Good woman. Thank you so much, Joe.
Take a screenshot before it goes to the next number.
And before we do our event calendar, E-Betsy's on the line with us with some, I think it's an update on Super Bowl, right, Betsy?
It's a Super Bowl fun fact for Griff.
Go for it.
To Griff, in the last 5 years, every artist who performed in the Super Bowl halftime show has seen an increase in the number of items sold on eBay afterwards.
Of course.
Bruno Mars made the biggest impact, 244% more items sold after his performance, followed by Black Eyed Peas, Katy Perry, Beyoncé, and Madonna. But it was not necessarily their music that sold. For Katy Perry and Beyoncé, the top-selling item was their fragrances.
Everybody wanted to smell like them after their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you have it. And Katy Perry also sold false eyelashes and cell phone covers, while for Beyoncé, it was handbags and high heels.
Excellent. So
you might want to tune in at halftime and see if there's any, you know, fragrances you might want afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So, Betsy, thank you, darling.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your call. That's E-Betsy, who is our everything here at eBay Radio.
As who sang that song? I think it was Smokey Robinson? You're my everything.
Oh, yeah.
You're my everything.
That's our song to E-Betsy.
Yeah.
So, seller event calendar, Griff.
Yeah, what about it?
So, it's on our archive site.
Yeah.
Go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive button, you'll get right to our site. And once you're there, if you hover over Seller Resources up at the top, and then you'll see one that says Seller Events, that's where you find out what's going on in your hometown. And I'll tell you what, if you're having an event, we want to know about it. So let's talk about the upcoming events. February 8th, 2016, yeah. That's this coming Monday,
yeah.
The Westchester County eBay and e-commerce Seller Meetup. And it's going to be called Tips for Increasing Your Sales. It's at DeCiccio Market Family Market in Armonk, New York. And then on February 10th, which is Wednesday, next Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday at Desperado's Mexican Restaurant in Garland, Texas. And that's the big group, Dallas E-Babes and E-Males. And it's called Lunch and Learn for Newbies. They're going to try, it's a brand new event for them, designed to help new eBay sellers hone their skills, gain confidence, and build their online business.
Yeah.
And by the way, that space is limited to 10 newbies, so you need to RSVP to reserve your table. What a great idea.
Yeah, pretty good idea.
Taking 10 newbies and teaching them the ropes. Then also on Wednesday, February 10th, from 6 to 9 p.m., Chicagoland area eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup. It's going to be a live YouTube broadcast with Jay and Nay. Mm. And it's at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Then on February 16th, Surfs Up eBay San Diego Sellers Group meetup. And you know what?
What?
They stole something from us.
No, what?
They're calling it Dish Our Listings.
That's okay.
And it should be a lot of fun. It's from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Felipe's Pizza Grotto in Poway, and you bring one item with you, and they'll put your listing up on the big screen.
Ooh.
And as they say on eBay Radio, they mentioned this, as they say on eBay Radio, dish your listing with a discussion of what works and what could be improved. Please RSVP, as food will be pre-ordered and served buffet style.
Yeah.
And then on the 18th, which is Thursday, next Thursday, from 6 to 9 p.m.,
yeah.
SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group, are you ready to take your online business to the next level?
Are you ready?
Saravillo's Restaurant in Long Beach, California. And the speaker is going to be eBay Education Specialist, top-rated seller, e-commerce coach, and New York City-based actress Catherine Terrell.
Ooh.
Via Skype.
Yikes.
And then February 20th, which is Saturday, eBay sellers of the Denver metro area meet up.
Yeah.
Discussing the new seller standards. Oh, how good. It's going to be on February 20th. Topic will be the new seller standards and how they'll affect your business. Please bring your questions about the new seller dashboard. And then last, on March 11th, Steel yeah. City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, trade shows and estate sales is going to be the title. That's from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And if you want to be on our event calendar, go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive, and then over to the right up at the top, you'll see a tab that says Submit a Seller Event. And that's all you have to do.
Sounds cool.
Phew, there you have it.
Well,
see you Tuesday, babe.
You will. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the new way to source liquidation goods. We'll be live on Tuesday, February 9th at 11 a.m. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, global food for thought.
You know how much buyers love bargains. Putting items on sale can attract buyers and increase store traffic, so you can make more money while they're saving money. It's a win-win. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru lets you set up a sale in less than 5 minutes. Just click Create New Sale, pick Start and End Dates, plus a discount amount, select filters, and hit the Sale button. Markdown Guru's 12 filters let you choose what you want to put on sale pretty much any way you want, not just by category, price, or individual item. With Markdown Guru, you can filter listings without sales, oldest listings, listing with watchers, and more. You can even combine filters in unlimited ways to suit your inventory. Campaign Go's Markdown Guru comes with sales reports too. So at the end of the day, you can see exactly how much your sales campaign contributed to your bottom line and turn those insights into revenues. Get a 30-day free trial at campaigngo.com. That's campaigngo.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Ready to list that porcelain vase but don't recognize its mark? Bummer. Knowing who made your item helps to tell what it's worth. WorthPoint's directory of makers, Marks, and its digital library have your back. You may know Marks and Library as a separate site, but now they're integrated directly into WorthPoint, so they're easier to use than ever. Go to WorthPoint.com, input a few keywords like gold, anchor, then let WorthPoint's Marks and Library do the rest. It's the Internet's largest searchable database of marks and artworks, silver, ceramics, glass, jewelry, militaria, dolls, toys, and more. Plus, you can access more than 1,000 reference books in the digital library to learn more about your item. Once you know what it is, WorthPoint can tell you how much it's sold for. That's WorthPoint, now with Marks and Library. That vase is by Chelsea. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.